The Blown Off Podcast on 95.1 WAPE.
Danielle joins us today for Blown Off. A lot of people getting blown off this week.
Yeah.
I don't know. It must be the rain.
It must be the weather.
It must be the horrible weather. Blame Arielle Nixon. Danielle, good morning. Who's blowing you off?
Good morning. So to make a long story short, I was out about a week and a half ago with some girlfriends. We went to Chili's. We were kind of hanging out by the bar, and yeah. I met this really cute guy, and we started chatting. It was a little weird. He was there by himself, but it was nice. We started talking, and
he was there by himself.
Yeah, which I guess isn't that weird, but
maybe he just wanted some fajitas or something.
I kind of ignored my girlfriends a little bit because I thought he was really cute, and I thought there was potential, and we talked a bit, and then he asked me out again. I was really excited, and he took me out about a week ago at this point to the poker room.
Uh-huh.
And we had a really, really good time, or at least I thought we had a really good time. And I haven't heard from him since.
Oh, no.
Well, that's not true. I called him. I texted him. But he barely responded, and he seemed really, like, busy or annoyed. And aside from that, we haven't spoken. So I'm so confused.
That's
now,
weird.
What did you say, Megan?
I just said that's weird.
Oh, that is weird. I had my finger in my ear. I couldn't hear you. During either of your dates, either the Chili's date or the poker room, did you guys, you know, do some stuff that seems adult in any way?
Yeah. No, I mean, not the first date, but on the second date, yeah, we hooked up a little bit. We made out. I mean, you know, there was definitely chemistry, so that's why
I'm
so confused.
Yeah, that is weird.
That is weird. All right, well, why don't we go ahead? What's his name, by the way?
Steven.
All right, let's call Steven and find out why he's blowing you off, and we'll see if we can get to the bottom of it, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
Okay, good. Here we go. Listen carefully. Don't say a word.
Hello?
Steven, please.
Yeah, who's Steven?
Oh, Steven, good morning. Hi, it's Mark Kay and Megan from 95.1 WAPE. How are you?
Hey, Steven.
Okay, I'm all right. What's going on?
Nothing. We wanted to talk to you for a minute. You got a second?
Talk to me about what?
We actually wanted to talk to you about a girl you went on a date with named Danielle. Do you remember her?
I don't want to talk about Danielle.
Why don't you want to talk about Danielle?
Because she took all my damn money.
Because she took all your damn money?
Yeah, she took all my damn money.
What do you mean? Like she stole your money?
Well, we went to the poker room and, you know, she took all my money.
Are you serious? What do you mean I took all your damn money?
You got Danielle on the phone?
Yeah, she's on the phone as well. Did we not mention that? That's my bad.
Yeah, you owe me $200.
$200?
Yeah.
We played poker fair and square, and you lost.
We won heads up, and you took all my money.
I took all your money when you lost. We were playing a game.
Okay. Okay. Am I to understand you lost money and she won money and that's why you're blowing her off?
I mean, it's not like I lost. I mean, she made my money. I mean, she took my money. There was one hand and we went head to head and she took my money. I won all in and she won.
She won.
Okay. All right.
And she took my money. It was a date.
Right.
Yeah, and she took my money.
Okay, but she didn't take your money. I mean, you were playing poker and you lost.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, she won the money fair and square.
There was that one hand where I won all in, and she just, like, took it. And she's like, I don't want to be with a woman who just takes all my money and doesn't care. Like, okay.
I mean, did you want her to give it back afterward? Because I've been to the poker room, and that just doesn't happen. I've asked.
But it was a date. Why would she take my money? We were there together.
Okay. Danielle, is that what happened? Did you like target him and like take all his money off the table?
I mean, I don't want to be with a guy who's going to be upset if he loses.
Well, whoever loses takes their money, doesn't care. I mean, we're there together.
Do you have a hard time accepting when you lose, Stephen?
I lost, and she took my money on purpose. It was like, come on, we're there together.
I mean, it's not my fault you suck at poker. If you weren't comfortable with losing, you shouldn't have bet all of your money. I didn't tell you to, but you lost fair and square.
You took it. You just didn't care. You just took it.
I mean, no one.
I wouldn't say I didn't care. I would say I played a game.
Yeah, better than you, apparently.
Right.
And well,
I'm sorry. I was better than you. I guess it's hard for you to.
I don't want to be with anyone like that. I mean, you just didn't even care.
All right, Stephen. Have you ever played poker before? Because you know that's how it works. When you lose, you don't get the money back.
Right.
Yeah, but we went there together. We're there together. We're supposed to be like you worked in it. Like, you know, it's not like you like targeted me and purposely took all my money.
Okay.
Wait, so let me get this straight. If I lost, you would have gave me back my money?
Well, I didn't win.
That wasn't the question.
Right.
Well, it's a moot point because it didn't happen.
Okay. All right.
So,
all right, hang on.
Sore loser.
Yeah. Danielle, let me ask you a question. Are you still interested in seeing Stephen again or...
No, absolutely not.
Yeah, maybe
there
time
you
to
go.
See her again.
Yeah, maybe time to cash in the chips on this one.
There you go,
yeah,
Mark.
Maybe
you too long.
Maybe fold this hand and, you know, deal me in on the next one. All right, listen, Stephen, we really appreciate you taking the time to talk to us, okay?
Whatever. No, thank you.
No, you know, maybe try slot machines.
That might be. That's more your speed.
More your speed. Danielle?
Yeah.
All right, well, the bad news is that you're not going to see Stephen again. The good news is you made like $200 off of him, so.
Yeah, I'm pretty happy, actually.
Oh, yeah, good, perfect. All right, hang on. It's the Big 8 Morning Mess. We'll be right back.
Here, Blown Off, weekdays at 6 a.m. and 8 a.m. Or hear the podcast at WAPE.com or on our Big 8 mobile app.